really resisting to.
Mm.
But I knew that it was something that my heart was telling me to do, and I feel this urge to do it.
Mm. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Manifesting Money Podcast. My name's Anita Aguilar. I am your host, as well as a money mindset coach, a manifesting expert, and so are you. And I'm going to show you how, and the CEO of a multi-million dollar company teaching manifestation. This podcast's purpose is to bring massive consciousness around the world of money manifestation. And we want to share our stories to truly help you understand that money is just energy. It's an unlimited resource that you can tap into at any given point in time. The way that you feel about money is how it shows up for you. So if you have the limiting belief that you have to work super hard for money, this podcast is for you. I'm going to be sharing the things that I personally learned the hard way, but I'm also going to be sharing tips, tricks, strategies, and stories of those who truly healed their relationships with money and have mastered attracting abundance. Now, without further ado, let's get right to it. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Manifesting Money Podcast. I am super happy and grateful to have each and every one of you here listening today. You are in for a treat. So if you're super new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're so excited and grateful to have you. If you're a long-term listener, welcome back. Again, each and every one of your listens help us get this podcast and this message out to as many people as possible. So if you haven't already liked or subscribed, make sure you do so. Follow us on social medias. I do message you back because you guys are my friends. So I'm so excited to get into today's episode. I feel like it's been a long time coming. One, because of maybe Mercury in retrograde. Not quite sure. There's a lot of technical difficulties of getting this podcast episode. And I always take that as a sign from the divine that things are getting rearranged for the best and the highest good. Our guest today is Enrique Vega. So I've talked about Enrique on some of my other podcast episodes. And I have a proper introduction coming soon. But I just want to say that he is literally the most powerful manifester I have ever met in my life. And I'm just so excited for you to not only hear his story, but really to just get in this vibration. And again, moving to New York City has been an absolute dream, but it's because of the people that are here and the type of people that are out here living their most abundant, beautiful lives and going after things that they truly want and desire. And I truly believe that this city is a vortex of that. A couple key notes before we get to the episode is one, all about really, again, that shift, that move of going after something that you want and you desire, even though everything in your external reality is telling you that that is loco crazy. And I think Enrique's story is a manifestation of that, an example of that, of knowing that even when times get really, really challenging, that that's not a sign to give up. It's actually a sign to go 10 times bigger, and your breakthrough is literally right around the corner. And I'm just so grateful that Enrique stuck with what he wanted to do. Otherwise, we would have never met. Another heavy topic in today's episode is all about self-image. Oh my gosh, this is one of my favorite topics ever. And I think the way that Enrique describes it and really describes the way that he views who he's shooting, women specifically, the beauty that they have, and really just trying to show them what he sees in them is genuinely like so exciting. And it's just the most magical vibration. And I know I mentioned it on another episode, but we actually got to do a shoot together, which was a whole nother level of manifestation. And I was just so extremely grateful to work with somebody who was so talented. But also, I just want to say that he was genuinely so excited when I was doing the poses. And I'm over here talking about some, bro, who am I? But Enrique literally transmutes that energy. And I think it's so exciting. And he's so genuine and just such an inspiration just by being his most authentic self. So without further ado, I am going to bring on Enrique Vega. Back to the Manifesting Money Podcast. I am super happy and grateful that you are here watching today. So I'm here with a very, very special guest, Enrique Vega. I just want to give you a quick introduction so our audience really knows who you are before you break down your story. Mm-hmm. So Enrique Vega is an award-winning fashion and beauty photographer based out of New York City. So his work has been featured in all places worldwide, some of the most prestige fashion and beauty magazines in the world, such as Vogue, Harper's Bazaar, Numero L, Marie Claire, and so many more. So I'm really excited to not only have you on the podcast so that we can share your story, but I really just want to show the world how you are setting the example for other Latinos that are in the fashion and beauty industry as well. So
yes,
thank you for stepping into your power.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak and to share this moment with you, because what you mentioned is very important to me. It's very important to set an example to other guys like me from Latin America that are Latinos or coming from a small town in Mexico or any place in Latin America, and they want to do something bigger with their lives. So I do want to inspire them.
Yeah. And that's, it's just, again, this is just like just a start. But I think that, again, you just stepping in your power and just doing whatever feels good to you and what, you know, following your path of least resistance is what really, really helps. So thank you for that.
No, thank you.
So I'd love to start with some rapid fire.
Okay.
So this is just to get us warmed up a little bit, but also for the audience to get to know you.
What is a rapid fire?
So I'm pretty much going to be asking questions like boom, boom, bada, bada, boom.
Okay.
So my first question is, where are you from?
I'm from Mexico, and I'm from a small town in the north of Mexico, just on the border with the United States. It's named San Luis Rio Colorado, and it's just on the border with Arizona. It's just on the border with four states. It's on the border with Arizona, with California, and in Mexico with Sonora and Baja California. So I'm in the middle of four states.
Oh,
and it's literally the border. It's like you cross the street and you are in the United States.
Wow, that's awesome. I know exactly what you're talking about on the map too, and it's funny because I specifically remember it from elementary school.
Right.
But it was the one part of the map.
Oh, right. You're from San Diego.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
So, my second rapid fire question for you is, what is your favorite book?
My favorite book. I don't read that often. Mm-hmm. I used to read when I was younger, when I was in school. But I think my favorite book, I think I have a favorite author. Her name is Isabel Allende. Mm. And I remember reading her books. One of her most famous books is La Casa de los Espíritus. Mm. But I was reading, it was really nice, actually, now that I remember. Cuentos de Eva Luna, which are short stories about this character that she created. And what I like about her is the magical realism that is in all of her books. Because that's very Latino, I feel. Magical realism reminds me a lot of Mexico, and it reminds me a lot of my family. Mm. Because I don't know if you experience this, but I remember growing up with my aunts and my mother and my grandmothers just telling those magical stories and about your past, it just reminded me to my family and just the dynamic between women in my family, because women are very important in me because I grew up surrounded by them. So that's why I love other things, for example, like Almodóvar, because he's a director that is always putting women in a pedestal.
Wow.
Yes. And that's what I like in photography too. I like to put women in a pedestal.
Yeah. And I think you have that aesthetic eye to really like see how like you view them. I think, again,
I want to make them look even more beautiful than what they are.
Yeah.
Like, I want to really celebrate the beauty of woman, of womanhood, and all the shapes too, because, you know, to be pretty, it doesn't mean that you have to be thin or white. You know, there's so much beauty and the difference of your own character, of your own body, your curves, your skin tone, your hair. I just love to celebrate it.
Oh, wow. I feel celebrated just from you talking about it. I'm like, wow, yes, I am a baddie.
Yes, of course you are.
So last rapid fire question for you, or actually two more. Who was your first mentor?
Oh, yes. I have a first mentor, also a woman. So when I was a teenager, my parents were very wise. And because we were going through some things, and they sent me to therapy.
Wow.
Which I'm very grateful because, you know, it was a very healthy way to deal with something that we as a family were going on. And I'm really grateful because in that therapy, I met my therapist, which is a very important woman in my life, because she was so very wise. She still is. She's very wise. And every time that I went to therapy, I just felt like I could eat the world because she just gave me so much acceptance and love. And she celebrated me. She celebrated for what I was. And till this day, she's one of the most important women in my life because I look up to her because she was also very educated. You know, she was from my town, which is very small, but she went to Mexico City and had a career and smart and educated. And also, I think we just have a very great connection. Nowadays, she's my madrina.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes. So I'm still in touch with her. And yes, I owe her a lot.
Wow.
Yes. I owe her a lot of what I am as a human being now. Because she put this seed on me of many things that I value right now. She made me in many ways. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I want to come back to that.
Okay.
Because I think that's so important because one, you even being receptive to go to therapy is also huge, huge, huge too.
Right.
And now you're probably that person for somebody else, you know?
Right, maybe.
Yeah, and I think it's so full circle and such a beautiful topic. So I want to come back to it. But
okay.
Our last rapid fire question is, what is the first time that you invested in yourself and how much was it?
The first time that I invested in myself or in my career?
Whatever comes to mind. If you want, you can share both.
I feel the it's more significant to me, and it's also for myself, when I started investing in my career, because my career is very important. My profession is fundamental for my life because I love what I do. So I feel that the first time, or in general, the first investment that I think that I'm very grateful that I did, that it was not only for my career, for myself, is just to invest in my productions, because in productions that I love, not necessarily because there was any budget. Because, you know, people see this, all of this work that I do with magazines, and they think that I make a lot of money doing that, which is not true. All this editorial work that I do for the magazines, they paid a very symbolic fee or they don't pay at all.
Wow.
Yes, but that is a great investment for my career, because the moment I get that endorsement for a magazine, say any magazine, or even better if it's for a high-end magazine like Harper's Bazaar or Vogue, it goes to my portfolio, and one, it gives me the credibility, and also that endorsement, the a client can see and say, oh, he's worth my money.
Yeah.
Yes. So that is a great investment that I'm really grateful that I did, is to invest in all that editorial work that I did, because that payoff later on. And it's so funny because I've been, when I was doing it, I was not really aware of it. I just wanted to do it because I really wanted to make it look good. I really wanted to make it look amazing. And at the moment I was like, Jesus Christ, why am I spending all this money? And then, especially for things that I was not doing precisely for magazine, just like a side project, it's like, oh my God, I'm spending so much money in this. But guess what? All that investment that I did in those things that I love, that were the things that I enjoy the most, they open many doors later on. Literally. I'm going to send you a great example.
Yeah.
So we were in Cuba, and then we were shooting this editorial for Vogue Taiwan. And
wow.
And I spent a lot of my own money. The magazine had a very symbolic budget. But of course, I wanted to make it look amazing. So I invested a lot of my own money and to make it happen. And then, so we did this photo shoot, blah, blah, blah. It went great. And then the next date, I was, we were doing another shoot, not for any magazine, just because we were there. And it meant another expense, but I really wanted to do it. And then I did it. I loved the photos. The months passed, and then those photos were just there. I mean, not really being published or anything, but I did it. So I just posted on my Instagram, and because they were beautiful photos. Time passed, and that same photo that I posted in my Instagram gave me my biggest campaign.
Wow.
Yes. Literally, this brand based the entire concept on that image, and they hired me to do it. Yes, that was one of those like, wow, okay, it is worth it. I'm doing it right. It's if I do what I like to do and I do it with the heart, it's gonna pay off later on. So that's a great example. That image that I invested just because I wanted to do it literally gave me my biggest ad campaign to date later on.
So beautiful. This is exactly what I was talking about yesterday in that workshop. And I just think, you're such an example. And I want to come back, even just my first experience just walking in this your space. I was like, wow, I felt so expansive. So expansive in a, you know, physical.
So expansive in which way?
Or like expansive in a way where I was like, this is exactly like when I picture New York. This is what I picture.
Okay.
Everything about this space, like everything. You have on the fridge, it says everything's going to be okay.
Yes.
And if it's not, that's okay. Yeah. I just start crying when I see that.
Oh my God, Anita.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I feel like, I think a lot of people put you on pedestals.
Right.
When you're going through a huge shift. And I'm just like, I'm human too, you know?
Yes.
And it's just like, wow, like I just felt like for a long time I was just trying to get to a certain place and then I realized like, holy crap, I'm here. And it just felt like this full circle moment of like, wow. And so I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, yes, of course. I feel everything is meant for a reason. Mm-hmm. And I feel whatever you really wish with your heart, you really need to be very careful with what you want, because the life is going to give it to you. Yes, you have to be very respectful of your thoughts and your wish, what you wish, because life is going to give it to you. And I am so grateful that I could touch you in that way without even knowing it.
Yeah, just by being you. Just by being you and decorating your apartment the way you wanted to. You know what I mean? I just think that was such a beautiful example. And just like, I've been drawing New York City since I was a little girl. And I drew the same skyline that's upstairs.
Right.
And I just think it makes me so happy. Like, I'm crying tears of joy. I'm just so happy. And I'm like, and it's just that in this unconscious guilt of like,
oh, I need that.
Like, why can't, like, it's like you want everybody to be this happy and fulfill their dreams too. But,
and that's, you know, ultimately, that's what I want to do on my own small way, because I know what happiness is, and I want you to have it. And I want you to let you know that it's possible to have it. If you follow your heart, if you follow your dreams, and also because this is what I wanted for my life, and I worked for it. And for example, you're talking about my house. I wanted to be in a place where I could enjoy every inch of it. Every inch of this space represents me. And something that makes me feel good at every time. So it's nice that you say it, because that's what I feel like I want to do. And I don't know, I'm not a relevant person in any way, I feel, but I feel the least I can do for the world is to say other people, you can be happy. Happiness is going to bring you so much to your life just by being happy. It's so difficult. It's such a difficult road to get there, but it is possible. Very possible.
So possible.
Yes, especially when you surround yourself with other people that are in the same frequency with you, like you. It's very important to have other people that you become like a magnet. I always say, I don't want to work with the most famous. I don't want to work with the most powerful. I want to work with great human beings. And life has given me that. And both. At the same time, I work with famous, powerful people, but they're great human beings.
Wow,
also.
Chills.
Yes. And, you know, in a city like New York, there's so much talent. There's so many options. But at the end of the day, I want to work with friends, with people that makes me feel good, the people that makes me grow. And I want to surround myself with that. And I am a magnet of that because that's what I want.
It's so cool. Like I said, I want to come back to therapy as a child. And how old were you when?
I was probably 12 or 11.
Wow.
12 or 11, yes. But, oh my God. Yeah, it changed my life.
Were you completely open to it or were you a little resistant?
Oh, no. At the beginning, I was scared because it's something unknown. But I think after the first or the second session, I was at ease because she felt me be at ease. And also, yes, at the beginning, I just had a little bit of resistance, but then not at all. Wow. I was looking forward every week to go to therapy. Very much. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I like how you mentioned how it was scary and unknown at first, and then you became, I need this.
Oof. Yes. Who doesn't want to have something that can help you with your mental health? Especially when you're a teenager, when you know, I deal my whole infancy with a lot of things that at the moment were the everyday thing to me. I thought that was normal. Now, back then, I think of them, I was like, holy.
Wow.
That was some heavy stuff. Because growing up as a gay kid in Mexico, I was bullied every day of my life. Every day. But for me, that was normal. And in a way that developed for me a thick skin. But of course it was not normal. And, you know, as a teenager, you sometimes, I remember thinking to myself, maybe I should just die. I mean, if this is going to be like this every day of my life, I don't want it. But that's why I'm really grateful for therapy also when I was so young, because my therapist make me feel like there was nothing wrong with myself. In fact, there was so much to celebrate about myself. Things so simple, but they're so important. Like you said, you know, Enrique, your skin color is so beautiful. And I was like, really? I never thought of that. I never felt special because of that. Or, yes, just that. So, of course, it was amazing.
Wow. Yeah. Yes. And like you said, it kind of set the foundation for the rest of your life. And again, really what was interesting about what you just said is that you had no awareness that that wasn't normal, that other people were bullying you, picking on you. So if there's somebody listening to the podcast right now or watching even on the live, make sure you reach out to Enrique and specifically talk about that topic too. I think it's really important to even just open it up, whether you're conscious of this has been happening or you're not conscious that you maybe have some past wounds. And I think you talking about it gives so many people to really feel it and have that permission.
Right.
But from there, I'm very curious. So, when it comes to what you do now, has it always been the vision, the passion? Did you always want to be a creative, or what was the original plan?
Oh yes. I always know what I want, which I think is a great advantage when I meet a lot of people and they don't know what they want. And I think I always knew what I wanted. And that helped me to be very hard and going after what I wanted. And for me, it was very clear all the time that, well, to be honest, at the beginning, I wanted to make films and do movies, but that was not available for me at that moment where I was living. So I started working in photography, and I remember the first thing that I've always been attracted to visuals. So I started with assisting a local photographer in my small town, doing weddings and the social events. And then I studied media, where I could also study some photography. And then wherever I could, I go to Mexico City, or even was studying French, because I went to Paris and I took some portrait photography courses. And whenever I had the opportunity, I just wanted to expand my knowledge about that. And then I just went for it.
Wow.
Yes.
That's so good.
I mean, it sounds very easy, but it's not an it's not an easy road. It was not a straight path. But it really helped knowing exactly what I wanted. And yeah, and I just went for it.
Yeah, because even that I want to break down a little bit, because I think a lot of people are stuck because they think that they need 100% clarity in order to even just move, just to kind of get started with literally anything. So one, I want to point out how you knew, right? Because most people do, but we just have subconscious beliefs and society's beliefs and our parents' beliefs of what we should do. And then it's always about coming back to what your heart has always known you want to do.
Right. And even if, I think that even if you don't have like 100% clarity in what you want and is specific, you also have some sense of what makes you feel good, what brings you happiness. And I think that's a great start, because you should just go through what makes you feel good. What brings joy to your life? That is a very easy start. I was very specific, like, okay, I want to become a photographer and I want to become a fashion photographer. And I went after it. And I started with just basic knowledge about photography. And then, okay, what do I need to become a fashion photographer? Okay, I need to assist probably a fashion photographer. So do I know any fashion photographer? No. So I'm gonna meet someone. And I met someone. I met a photographer who was from New York. It was in Mexico. It was gonna give a master class in fashion photography. I went to his class, and then I said to him after the class, I really would like to work with you. Would you give me work in New York City? And I think he said yes, probably thinking that I was not going to move to New York, but I did.
Wow. Wait, how soon? He said yes, and you're like, hop on a plane the next day?
I think I went to his course like around, probably was, I don't know, summer. And I was in New York City by winter.
Hello, beautiful souls. I just want to take 60 seconds out of this podcast episode to really paint a vision for you. This message is specifically for those who have a desire to help a lot of people. I don't believe that we talk about this topic enough, that burning desire to be that person that you wish you would have had when you were going through previous struggles, or you may still be going through those right now, but you just have a different perspective on them. I'm here to tell you that you have that burning desire for a reason, and it's not gonna go away until it manifests. Stepping into your light as a coach has little to do with what you are doing, but who you are being. You are setting an example for people all over the world just by stepping into your light and truly being abundant. I'm extremely grateful for the thousands of people we've been able to help through social media, this podcast, TikTok, and other platforms. But right now, our focus is on the 2%. The 2% of people who actually have that burning desire to make a massive impact in the world. You have a calling, and we want to help you get there. If you haven't already, make sure you fill out the application for the 12-week coaching certification, where we're going to walk you through step-by-step on how to make this type of impact in your community. Without further ado, let's get right back to this episode.
And yeah, one day I just knocked at his door, and then he was like, oh, you came.
Wow.
And
you weren't lying.
Yeah. And but I mean, all this that I'm explaining to you sounds very easy, but no. I mean, I just had to make it happen. I have to make it happen for myself. It was never, never was going to present itself the opportunity just like that. And I just have to make it happen. And when I arrived to New York, there were many challenges too, or just getting here, there were a lot of challenges too. Mm-hmm. So, but I really wanted to do it. And I had nothing to lose either because I just finished my career. So I was done with that. And it was an easy transition for me just to do that step because I was not married. I was just finished. I had my work was already taken photography in Mexico. So it was just a change that I have to do geographically.
Yeah. So what advice would you give to people? Because I know there's two different people listening to this right now, people who have kind of in that same stage where they don't really have significant other kids or anything and they can, you know, consciously make that move, but it's still just more of the beliefs about holding them back. So advice for that person, but also advice for the person who maybe does have kids and a family and, you know, certain things that maybe have them in a place, but their heart is calling them somewhere else. Yes. What would you say?
Well, to the people, that's one thing that I admire because I know their colleagues that, you know, they have a family, they have kids. And I think you should start doing it small whenever you can from wherever you are. You don't necessarily need to probably move all the way to another city and do it. To start doing it and yourself and your garage. I mean, I started like that. I started in my mother's garage and I started taking my own photos there. And that made me feel good. And you never know where that is going to take you. That's something amazing because that's what something that I've been saying a lot. You just have to do it because you don't know where that is going to take you. If you feel, if your heart is telling you to do it, if your heart is telling you to go after it, just do it. Whatever it is, small, insignificant, if you think that is insignificant in that moment, just do it because you never know what door that is going to open later on, which that has been happening to my own career many, many times. Like I just said about this thing, this editorial that I just did with my own money. And then I was just, oh my God, spending so much money in this. But that image that I did in my free time with my money took me and opened this big door for me later on. I feel the most important thing, because I think the worst is not doing it and just wondering yourself, what if? So just do it. If you think it's very insignificant, if you think it's very small, anyway, just do it. Because you're gonna be, later on, you're gonna find yourself immersed in this and that you don't know where it's gonna take you. And you're gonna be so surprised. And you're gonna be so grateful, too, that you just did it because it really takes you somewhere.
Yeah.
That is meant for something. That will open doors for you. Really. I mean, I'm telling you from my own experience.
Yeah. Let's talk about more stories. More stories. I want to know like a time where it was like, whether it was you physically getting here or when you were here, like a time where you're like, holy crap, everything's happening all at once. It's like challenge after challenge after challenge.
Oh, Anita, I have no idea. You have no idea. I cried in that window calling my mother saying, aww, I don't want to be here. I miss you. Everything is hostile in here. You know, because I just felt like that. I remember specifically this time where I was just coming back from Mexico. And from the minute, and this is very New York, but from the minute you arrive, the city is so hostile to you. From the taxi driver, he's an asshole. And then the ride here. And then it was so hot. I didn't have air conditioner back then. And then I had, because I was out, I was renting my own room. So I had a guest in my own room, so I couldn't sleep in my own room because I had still a guest there. And then it was so hot. I didn't have my own bedroom. And I was living with a person, not this guest, but someone else, my roommate, that it was such a bad energy. And everything felt so hostile. Everything felt so the opposite of Mexico, where it's like, was my family, this comfort, warmth, abundance of everything. And then come here and everything is difficult. So I remember just being in that window, crying, calling to my mother and saying, I don't know, I think I want to go back. Everything is against me. Everything is against me. But anyway, I...
pushed through.
Okay, it is what it is. And it's funny because yesterday I just did a post about New York City. I did a story and I said that, you know, I have a love-hate relationship with New York because New York City can be very tough on you, very tough on you. But from experience, I'm telling you that I call that tough love because it's a growing experience. You grow so much. And it's something that I just got used to it. And also it helped me develop even a more thick skin about many things. And one thing that I also want to say about other people that think that I live a very glamorous life because I work with fashion and I work with, you know, all this illusion of beauty and abundance and everything is so beautiful visually, but it's all about hard work and it's all about, yes, working hard because especially in a city like New York, talent is everywhere. You're not the best one. There are 100 more out there that are best at what you do. And the winner is not the one that is the most talented, but it's the one that perseveres. Oh, that I learned. Yes, because, yes, literally, there's 100 millions photographers in here or any profession. I feel like New York City is really the best of the best and the world.
Yeah.
You have fierce competition. And through the years, what I have seen, I have seen come and go people that were extremely talented that I thought that were going to succeed. Success was going to be so easy for them, even more easier than me. But now they're gone. And I feel that is because at the end, I think this city is from the one the works the hardest and the perseveres. And of course, talent is nice. It's going to help you, but it's not the only thing that you need. So, yeah, the city is tough and I've been there. I cry in this apartment and there and my bathroom. I literally felt once like I couldn't hold myself up. Like, I was so depressed. I was so sad. I was so drained that I physically couldn't stand up. And I remember my boyfriend just helping me physically and emotionally. So you're going to be there. Just be prepared for that. And just know that that is part of the road. And let me tell you too, the gains, I mean, what you're going to get later on. Oh my God, you have no idea.
It's like worth it.
Oof. Yes. I mean, it's, sorry, I just touched this. But you have no idea what you're going to experience. I'm telling you. I mean, I work hard and I cried, of course, yes. And I messed up. Oh my God. But the gains from that, oof, Jesus, it's amazing. The places that I got to be, the people that I have got to know, and the things, oh my God, there's, and you know what?
Tell me, literally, tell me.
I cannot wait for the future either, because it's only gonna get better from here. I just feel it in my heart. It's this formula, you know? If you really do what makes you feel good, if you do it with love, and if you do it without harming any other one, by actually helping other ones grow with you, oh my God, those doors are going to open for you. And you're going to be overwhelmed, of course. Like, But really chase your wildest dreams, because they're gonna come to you if you really want them. Mm. So just be very, very respectful and very aware of what you want, because life is gonna give it to you. At least that has been, with me, has been like that.
Mm.
Oh, another thing, Anita. This is a great experience.
I get so excited.
So I show you a photo of this apartment, when mm-hmm. the way it was. Yeah. Remember, there was like another structure in here?
Yeah, maybe we can put it on the video too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I remember specifically that thing about manifesting. So I was, this was not my apartment. This mm-hmm. was the apartment of my ex-roommate, Anitra.
What? Anitra? No way.
Anitra, yes.
That is so cool.
Who she painted this big painting. So I was living with this painter, Anitra. This was her apartment. Mm-hmm. I was her roommate. Sure. And so there was a structure here where sometimes I used to sleep. My room was still there. But mm-hmm. by the way, this is not the way this apartment used to be. It's completely different. But anyway, I specifically remember being in this corner, and I found this postcard of a loft. And I saw it, and I saw that, I said, oh my God, I wish I could live here in a space like this. In a space that is not only my home, but also my workspace, because it was a studio. And I remember that I just put it next to my wall. It was just there. It's like, I want this for my life. I wish I could have it. I'm going to have it here just to remind myself that I want it. And for me at the time, it seemed so very impossible, very unreachable, because I didn't have any money, because how am I going to get a space like that? I was just starting. I was just an intern. I was just an intern in the photo studio. I was a nobody. So I really had no means to make it happen. But that's what I wanted. So I remember having that postcard. And then years pass by, 5, 10 years. Not only I have that space that I dream of, it's 10 times better.
Oh,
it's even better.
It's my favorite button. That is so cool.
Yes. I remember, I don't know, I think that was my first approach to manifesting, even if I didn't know what I was doing. Because, yes, I remember that very clear, that moment, having that little postcard of this beautiful loft, and then wishing that it was true and that wanted that for myself. And then years pass by, and then I live in a beautiful loft, which is my workspace and is my home. And it's even better than the image that I had.
Yeah. I think we were talking about this the other day when we were on the couch, but just having that flow where you can just physically feel where people are in flow and they're working on something that lights them up. Like, even if you're not talking or whatever, like when you're over there working, I can feel it. I can feel it. And it feels so good. I want to recap on some things that you said that just, were so amazing. And kind of going back to the hardships and the challenges, because I just feel like, especially for everybody listening to this right now, that is either in that state or maybe you are just past it, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of us have the subconscious belief that when things are going good, that something bad is going to happen.
Right.
And it's just a belief. It's just a belief. And I think what you said, and of really understanding that the happiness, again, is within us, and that when we stop avoiding those challenges, right? It's not that we're never going to feel overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. It's not that we're going to never feel sad. But again, you wouldn't appreciate the apartment so much if it wasn't for those challenges.
Oh, yes, very much.
And just really acknowledging that was really awesome. And it feels so good, like chills in my legs.
Well, it's validation too, that, you know, all the hard work that you put in whatever you're working is paying off, because it does. It's so simple, but you just have to put on the hard work and just be ready. I mean, it's amazing. And you can try to manifest having no hardships and having no problems and everything be so easy. But you know what? Also be okay with the fact that you might have challenges. Mm-hmm. That's life. Mm-hmm. And it's okay too. Both are okay.
Yeah.
So I had a lot. And you know what? Now in perspective.
Wow.
I mean, now in perspective, it wasn't that bad. I mean, at the moment, it felt overwhelming in my own circumstance and my own world. Mm. But, you know, compared with the things that I get in return, I mean, Jesus, it's nothing. Yes. And the moment it's going to feel overwhelming. It's going to be out of your reach. It's going to feel like it's putting you down. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the rewards that you're going to get from all that hard work. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Before we start to talk about some of the things that you're working on now, I kind of want to hit just one last topic of really just kind of going back to, again, the people that you've met here and worked with. And again, I think it's a subconscious belief that people who are very high up in their success or well-known, that they're all a certain way or they all act a certain way. So what story about maybe a specific person that you admire or the world admires that really kind of breaks that belief?
That it breaks that belief of
that people who are high up or successful or famous, that they are always rude or whatever, just these subconscious beliefs that society has projected on us.
Well, I don't know, but I think what I can say related to that is, for example, it's not here because I just changed it, but this is a story that I love to tell because there's this makeup artist that I really admire, and she's listened to me. She's kind of...
Ah, chills!
So, for example, there's this makeup artist, Sandy. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Sandy Lintern, that I really... so inspiring because... Not only she is a character great in the life and in a way that literally her images are in museums because she's part of history, a fashion history. Wow. And she worked with the, you know, the top photographers of the world. She's a name of herself and she's amazing. I love her. And I just did an interview that I need to finish. I'm going to do it this year. I promise. By your birthday, probably. And I ask her, because I admire her so much, not only her personal life, but also her professional life. And I ask her, you know, even till this day, how do you feel about what you do? Does it still ignite this fire on you every time that you're on set, every time that you are taking photos? And she said, oh, yes.
Wow, chills.
Yes. So, and you know, at the end is about that. For me, it is about that. What makes me happy is that dynamic that I have with other creatives, that we were working together, doing something together, and we do it so passionately. So I don't want that to go away. And it was very, what is the word? She reaffirmed that it probably will never go away. That you always have this passion for what you do, no matter in what stage of your life you are. And that's what I want to have when I'm in my 60s, 70s, 80s.
Wow.
To still feel this passion and this fire inside me about things that I love to do. So, yes, another thing that I just want to say that I think I just said it is people think that this is a very glamorous life, or we see to other people, and I do that too. I mean, I see to other people that are in a higher level than me, and I feel like, oh, everything is so easy for them. But that's not true.
Yeah.
It's difficult for all of us. As we all have had challenges. Your challenges are just going to evolve.
Yeah.
They're just going to be different. And we, all of us, we all struggle with something. And it's a hustle. It's a hustle. What do you say it? Hustle?
Hostile?
No,
no, it's, hustle.
Yes,
hustle. Okay, hustle? I was like hustle. I don't know why that word came about.
Yes, I mean it says this is work. It's gonna be work all the time. So you never know that people that you feel that everything is so pretty and perfect in their life, it's not.
It's not.
It's not. We are human beings, mm-hmm. and then we have needs and we have desires, and mm-hmm. then. We also keep making mistakes, and then it's not as glamorous as it looks from the outside, because our life nowadays is very curated visually and social media. Mm-hmm. Our life to others is very curated to their eyes. But I also want them to know that there's a lot of hard work. I enjoy the hard work. Mm-hmm. I like it because I'm working hard towards something that I love. Mm-hmm. So I don't mind it. And if you really love what you do, even when it says a lot of work, hard work, I don't think you kind of feel like it, because you're working with for something that you really like, and it's going to give you so much in return.
Yeah. Yes. And I always tell people that's the key to financial freedom, you know. And when I say financial freedom, I don't mean always tangible money. I mean, like, you mm-hmm. really are just free from what, like, maybe society or external things that happen. It's like, mm-hmm. you really know that when you follow those things that make you excited and motivated, and mm-hmm. I like to say the gamma brainwave, because mm-hmm. I know we were talking about alpha.
Yes.
But it's like when you're working on something that you love, it's like ding, 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 ding. It's literally the highest vibrational state.
And it's attracting other things at the same time, even when you don't know it or you feel it or you see it. It's attracting other things.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It is so exciting. It feels so good.
Yes.
So I would love, love, love to talk about the things that you're working on now. Even when you told me, I was just like, whoa, how many synchronicities? Okay, wait. First, I want to say off with the production stuff too that you're talking mm-hmm. about. I was like, I've literally had these same downloads that you're talking about. But I would love to know what you're specifically working on right now, and what's kind of fueling your fire. I know you're talking about a shift, but...
Yes. So there's huge plans for my life. But the thing that I'm currently working on is about, I don't know, lately I have this urge that I was really resisting to. Mm. But I knew that it was something that my heart was telling me to do. And I feel this urge to do it. Mm. I really want to inspire other guys like me to go after their dreams. Or even when it's not in the same profession. But I really want them to... I want to tell them how I got here. Mm. I'm telling you everything. Like... every struggle, every success, and how I did it. I want to tell them so they can have perspective and they can have the courage to go after what they want. So I want to inspire, and I want to talk, and I want to share with them everything that I know, not only personally, but also professionally. Mm. It's like I want to share my knowledge about the things that I know. There, I don't know everything. I don't know... There, of course, there's millions of other photographers better than me and more famous than me and more successful than me. But at that, I don't want that to stop me or belittle myself, because I also, from what I know, from my experience, I want to share it, because I know what success feels, and I know what happiness feels. Mm. And I just want other people to be happy. Because if that is going to be my contribution to the world, because I'm not saving lives.
Yeah.
I'm just taking photos.
I mean, I don't know. I think you're saving lives. Cause, you know what I mean? Like, most people don't have that permission. And then when it's like, one, the fact that they have to be open and receptive to even like, you know what? I'm going to follow my dreams. And then boom, you come out with something that's exactly what they need. Uh-huh. I think that's saving lives.
Well, yes, I feel that's a much valuable contribution to life, to me, to the world, to like I said, I'm not saving life taking photos, but I can, you know, if I can push you towards your happiness, that's very valuable for me because, you know, other people don't harm other people. I mean, other happy people don't feel like the necessity to, you know, harm others.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's kind of like, it's a beautiful, I don't know if this is the right world. It's a beautiful virus. But, you know, if you can...
it's infectious.
Yes, if you can infect others with happiness, you know, it's like a change, like a chain. And then you, I feel like that is a contribution to the world to make it even more peaceful or more beautiful or whatever. So I feel that urge. And so right now I'm just started to work in some, first is content for my YouTube channel where I just want to let you know how I got here, who I am, where I've come from, what I'm doing right now. And I also want to tell you how I did it. And I'm also planning a course, like an online course.
Yes! About,
you want to know how I do this, photos for Vogue and Herpes Viral? I'll let you know everything. Like, I let you know step by step, but I also going to let you know a lot of these hard truths about this process and this industry, because I feel there's a lot more value in me telling you these things in advance than selling you an illusion, because I'm not going to tell you that you're going to be a fashion photographer and you're going to be shooting for Vogue and Herpes Viral right away. No. There's a process to get there. And I want to tell you the way that I did it. So you could set that as a base point or comparison to what you can do. I can let you know. And I want to, is that a word, demystified? No. It's to take the misconception, I guess, about... yes, about the glamour of all this, because it's an illusion. Of course, you're gonna go to amazing, beautiful places. Oof, yes. But I also want to tell you all the hard work that goes into it.
Yeah.
So that, I'm very excited. It's also scary because it's the first time that I do this. And I feel like, I don't know, I have so many doubts about it and fears about it too, because like I said, I never done this before and I don't know if it's gonna, people even gonna react to that. You know, there's always that fear. But anyway, I do it because that's what my heart is telling me to do and my, by my own experience, that's in other phases of my life. When I do that, this is so funny. Because there's what your rational mind is telling you, that this is a step that you need to follow and do, and this is a safe place to go. But also, in my own situation, I've been in that circumstance when I said, like, this makes no sense, but my heart is telling me to do it. It's like, it's crazy. It makes no sense. I don't know how I'm going to happen, but... what I have this urge to do it or to say it. And in my experience, every time that I went with that, even when it seemed unreachable, impossible, magically doors opened to me to make that happen. And then when I go with the rational, safe thing, it doesn't feel right. And most in cases, it doesn't work.
It may be harder.
Yes.
Forced.
Yes, it's so funny, but that's also very scary. I mean, to take that chance and go with a thing that is not looking very rational to do.
Promising, yeah. Yes. You're like, should I do this? Fuck it.
Yes, I mean, there's a lot of fear. But I've been so many times in that position now to know that my own experience, that every time that I go with that, it's the right thing to do. That has worked. Wonders for me every time that I go with the thing that is in my heart but is very not right, like doesn't make sense. So this is another state. This is like, this is the first time that I'm going to do this. I don't know if it's going to work.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I need to be doing other stuff. I know, but it's because this is a race, you know. There's a lot of competition, and then people forget about you very easily. So I'm letting that go, you know. Even the fear of not having that much new content to share on my social media makes me fearful, because I feel like people are going to forget about me. But at the same time, I really need to follow this. And I'm scared, but I'm excited.
I'm excited for you. Like, I'm genuinely so excited when you told me. And I just got full body chills. I just feel like, kind of what we were talking about in the kitchen the other day. It's like when you can really help that one person that you wish that you would have had when you're going through it, it's like the most fulfilling, like, and they have to be open. And I think, yes, again, like, that's what you're doing. You're really putting something out there for those who are open and just letting it manifest. And it's just such a fulfilling.
Oh, yes. Journey. And I'm here to tell you that, Jesus, I mean, the joy and the happiness and the you feel so amazing. It brings so much joy to your life when you finally reach, you know, that goal that you set for yourself 10 years ago. And it's not only that, it gives you so much more. So much more than you never imagined. You have no idea the ride. Oh my God. And that's exactly how I feel right now. Is it scary? I'm exactly at the door of a new stage of my life, which I'm so excited.
Yeah.
But I'm so excited now taking all this experience under consideration. I know, I have no idea what life is going to bring to me in a way that is so much better than I imagine. I know that it's going to give me so much that I want. And a beautiful, positive way. Yes. I'm so excited.
Yay, new season. We are so grateful. And I just want to personally thank you for, again, continuing to feel that fear, continuing to embrace those challenges. Downloads that have been coming up, just kind of overall message about this podcast and maybe just this season, is tough love. When you said that, I was like, oh, yeah, tough love. It feels like that's a season for that. And a season for giving yourself what you need. And a season for really allowing yourself to go after what you desire. So I want to thank you for taking that time and energy to not only be conscious of your decisions and, like, really take that time and energy to, like, is this what I want to do? Is this what my higher self would do? And then following that, again, the shift that you're going through right now, no matter what the outcome is, it's always, 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 like, just proof to not only you, but other people in the industry. It's just like, wow.
Yes.
So you're setting the example. So thank you.
No. Yes. It's no. I mean, it's scary, but I feel that's the right thing to do. And yes, I do want to let other people know that by my own experience, I feel you should really go through what is in your soul and your heart.
So wrapping up here, where can people find you? So they heard this podcast, they're like, oh my gosh, where's Enrique? I need to message him on Instagram.
Well, of course, you can find me on Instagram at Enrique Vega Foto. And then I don't use TikTok that much. Yeah. I don't have many followers, but of course you can follow me there. Please do, actually. It's also the same, Enrique Vega Foto. It's all the links are in my Instagram and also my YouTube channel. There's the link to my YouTube channel. And my website is enrique-vega.com. And yes, you can find me there.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to put everything in the show notes too. I'd also like to get that book that you recommended with the short stories. I'll put it in the show notes. And then tag some of your friends that you were talking about. Sandy, the makeup artist.
Oh, yes. Sandy. Yeah. Ooh, you're going to love their work. She has been here in this humble apartment. I mean, there's a whole episode we can do on Sandy.
Yeah.
You will love her.
Really?
Oh, yes. I mean, I have so much.
Oh, cool.
But anyway, yes, that link about Sandy, of course.
So last final question, wrapping up, leaving it with this. I asked this to pretty much almost all of the guests. But the question is, if you had an extra $1 million in your bank account, it just dropped right now. Hold on, let me do my little, just dropped in your bank account right now. it's 12:28 p.m. You still got to do whatever you got to do today. Circumstances are still the same. What would you do today?
Today with that $1 million? I think I will start looking at ways to investment. You know what I want? And this is something that I really want.
Oh!
I want a property.
Oh, yes. Cool.
And I set that goal to myself too. Because also it seems unreachable right now. Because, you know, we shouldn't be talking about money too.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I don't have the money to buy a house. It seems so very impossible right now. But again, I want to set that goal for myself.
Yeah.
And the same way that I did it with this loft. Because I want something that is mine. I want a property. I want to buy it. And I don't want myself to be immersed in the fear of, oh my God, that's so much money. I cannot never pay it off, blah, blah, blah. I just want to do it. So if I had that $1 million and then dollars, and then if I find a property, I will just invest in a property.
Yeah.
And yes, I've been visualizing my home for like years, and I know what I want. And then, yes, that's what I want.
Yes, that is what Source is telling you, take action. It's going to happen a lot faster than you think.
Hopefully.
All right. So, Enrique, again, thank you so much for investing the time and energy, for being a great host.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is so much fun.
Isn't it?
Yes.
It's like, this is my path of least resistance, where I'm like, I get lost in it. It's so much fun. And it just fills my cup up for like forever. And even re-listening to it, I'm like, who are these people? I never ever see it as me. It's so weird.
Well, this is funny. This is the first time that I do a podcast, but it really puts you in a frequency.
Yeah, it does.
I like it.
And the headphones, I think, really does something to you.
Yes. It really puts you in a mood. I like it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
Yes.
Well, thank you guys again for tuning into the podcast. Make sure that you either follow us on Instagram tag us both, and tell us your biggest takeaway from this episode. And we will see you in the next episode.
Thank you so much, Anita. Thank you for giving me this time and opportunity.
Yay! Universal clap.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Manifesting Money podcast. If this episode resonated with you or shifted your paradigm in any way, shape, or form, please stop what you're doing right now and write us a review. This simple act of kindness helps us get this podcast episode out to as many people as we possibly can. And we also want to know what resonated with you and why. So be sure to join our free Facebook group that you can find in the show notes, or tag us on Instagram. Either way, we love when you're in our energy, and we love rewarding you for listening to the podcast. When you're ready to truly break down your money blocks and learn how to make money work for you, not the other way around, go to the show notes and learn how you can work with us and join our community of people who are making massive shifts in their finances. Thanks again for tuning into this episode, and we cannot wait to share your testimonies. We'll see you in the next episode.